Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Hear and Be Healed. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
You know, when you hear something, you see it. If I start describing, if I say dog, you don't see a dolphin or a chicken, right? I'll describe Phyllis's dog. White Shih Tzu. Big brown eyes. Brown spot. Snow White. Are you getting a picture?
Yes.
German Shepherd. Black. And yet, I didn't draw you any picture. A sound wave bounced off your eardrum. It's amazing. It really is. And you get an image from a pressure wave that bounced off your eardrum. Now, the pressure wave is physical. The image is spiritual. The image was not put into your mind physically. The image is spiritual. And the enemy is trying to get images in our mind and heart of destruction and failure. And there are many voices that would feed these images into us. And if you don't know better, you think you just have to listen to anything that anybody's saying, or especially if they're supposed to be an expert. But when you're a child of God and you understand this, you realize the words I need to hear are His words.
Amen.
And I need to let them create the image in me that He wants in me.
Amen.
And His words will create an image of victory.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Of life.
Yes.
Of healing.
Yes.
Of strength.
Yes.
Of prosperity. Of blessing.
Yes.
The His words will lead you down a path that the image gets brighter and brighter and better.
Amen.
You listen to the wrong thing, it'll make you depressed.
Yeah.
It'll pull you down. You get that bad image in you.
Yeah.
Don't let them depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart. you know, we're believing for this aircraft. And, you know, those of you that have been around us for a while, you know, there is absolutely no showmanship, no hidden agendas. There's nothing. We didn't have any of that or know how to do it. But we're releasing faith.
Amen. That's right.
And I can see us going to these conferences. I can see us.
Come on,
are you with me?
Yes.
Taking a team. And coming in to a group of people that maybe are discouraged or confused about some things. And before the 3 days are over or the week is over, they're up. They're shouting. They got their answers. Hallelujah. They're not going to leave their church. They're going to get bigger. Hallelujah. They're not going to stop the ministry. They're going to go do more for Jesus.
Come on. Amen.
I can see it. I can see it. And then I can see us crossing an ocean and coming back seeing your smiling face. But if you listen to the wrong thing, how in the world are you going to do something that takes that much money? How in the world? How in the world? How in the world? If you listen to this about the economy, or you look at this about politics or about the world or about this or the other, that will paint another image. Well, I don't know if we'll be able to do that. At least not now. And all you need to do is let that image come and sit on you for a little while.
Yes.
And you're not letting it depart from your eyes. It's persistent. It's spiritual. You're not going to make it. 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 There's no way. You'll never get to that. That's too much. That's too much. How? It's too big. It'll take too long. How? It can't work. Those words paint a picture too.
Yes, they do.
They paint an image. What's the Lord saying? My son, my daughter, attend to my words. Oh, can you hear it? The Spirit of God is speaking right now. He's saying, quit listening to all that other stuff. Listen to me. Listen to me. Listen to what I'm telling you. Listen to what I've already told you. Let me bring it back to your remembrance. Let me show you this again. And if you'll attend to my words, incline your ear to my saying. What is that? That's tuning. Incline means to lean. It'd be like you telling me something and I'm leaning in going, huh? Tell me that again. I'm tuning in. I'm saying, I like that. I want to hear that again. I like your words. I want to hear your words. What do you say about it? Oh, friend, this needs to be a standard thing. We should ask before we hear a bad report what he's saying about it. But if we don't, and you get a bad report, don't just let that be the only word on the subject. Step back and go, Lord, what do you say about this?
Come on. Amen.
Lord, what do you say about this? And when you do, what are you doing? You're getting ready to attend. You're inclining. What do you say about this? You know, remember when David and his men were gone and the enemy came to their town, Ziklag, and burned it to the ground and took all their wealth and their kids and their wives, everybody. When they got back, it's just a smoldering heap. And these big, strong warriors, the Bible said they cried till they couldn't cry anymore. And they're so upset, they're talking about killing David. I guess they decided, well, he had us out there on a campaign. We could have been here, whatever the reasoning. You know, when you're hurting, you want to blame somebody.
Exactly.
Many people do. But instead of just doing that, what did the Bible say? He cried too. But he got to a point where the Bible said he encouraged himself. In the he began to look to the Lord, and then he said, we got to inquire of the Lord.
Yeah.
Oh, come on, can you see it? Instead of just saying, this is the end, my life is over, all I got's a pile of ashes for my whole life up to this point, my wife's gone, my kids are gone, I cannot go on. What did he say? Let's ask the Lord. Let's ask the Lord about this. And when they did, he gave them another picture. He said, rise up and pursue and you will recover everything.
Amen.
Now that's another picture.
Yeah.
I said, that's another picture. Can you see the image of finding and getting your wife and kids and getting your stuff and everything being okay? You can build that house back. Come on, can you see this?
Yeah.
What a picture. And instead of just sitting in the ash heap crying, he believed that and acted on it, and it came to pass.
Amen.
My son, attend to my words. Incline your ear to my sayings. Don't let them depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart. Is that something you just do for a few minutes on Friday night?
No.
Huh? Or a few minutes on Sunday morning? No. Let's make it a lifestyle, a way of life. No matter what kind of bad report we hear, we say, Lord, what do you say about this?
Amen.
Lord, I want to know what you say. I heard what they said. I want to know what you say.
Amen.
Lord, what do you say about this?
Yeah,
and then when you hear what he says, what do? You keep that going over in your mind. You keep that in front of your eyes. You keep that. The Lord said, the Lord said, the Lord said. Phyllis will tell you this, that, you know, we're learning, we're growing to practicing that. And when I hear something from the Lord, I'm like a broke record. You can ask me 90 times and I'll just tell you the same phrase. Because if you've heard from him, that's it.
Yeah.
Right? And you got to keep that in front of you. Because that's what's going to sustain you through all the stuff that would try to wear you down. No, he said this.
That's right.
He said this. He said something to us about this series. Healings.
Come on.
Huh?
Come on.
Healings like popcorn popping.
Hallelujah.
That paints an image, doesn't it? Did I just come up with that? If I did, then that's not something we need to meditate on. But if He said it through us, if it's His words, then we need to go around thinking, popcorn popping, popcorn popping. Here a healing, there a healing, everywhere a healing. Pop, pop, pop. Another one healed. Another three healed. Another dozen healed. Healed, 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 healed. And it's already begun because it begins with hearing. Hear and be healed. Keep reading. Let them not depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart. Why? Why do all this? Why do this? For they are what?
Life.
Didn't say they are like life. They are life to those that find them, and they are what? Health to all their flesh. Words heal. God's words. They're life to those that find them and health to all their flesh. Keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. One translation says, guard your heart. How would you guard it? Well, just back up to the other verse. Don't listen to the wrong thing. Don't look at the wrong thing. Don't meditate on the wrong thing. Because if you do, the wrong thing gets in your heart. You got to be guarded. There are times, you know, I don't need to hear that. We don't need to talk. Let's change the subject. I don't need to talk about that. And sometimes they're well-meaning folks, loved ones, family members. They're calling the phone. Honey, how you doing? Now, don't tell me that faith stuff, how you really feel. And if you want a good outcome, you cannot stay on the phone and describe your symptoms, because you watch what'll happen. You'll be on there for an hour and a half, and then you hang up, and it won't be too long. Somebody else will call you. And guess what they want to know? How do you really, now come on, I know you're believing God and all that, but how do you feel? How do you really feel? The enemy is trying to get you to attend to something else.
That's right. Yeah.
And get a different image in you. And we love our people, but if they don't understand it, we must not let them cause something that shouldn't happen. Just say, I don't need to talk about that right now.
Right.
How's the weather down there? What have you been up to? Right?
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, Hear and Be Healed, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida on Monday, June 5th, as we begin our week-long marriage meeting. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.